I feel that this was, the programme gave the school and my class an excellent opportunity to discuss something new for some of us, and also the opportunity to share a little bit about themselves, their own culture, their own heritage, and share with their peers in their group something about them that they might not have had an opportunity to necessarily share outside of the remit of this programme. I really enjoyed the opportunity to just take time and stop and discuss. You know, in a classroom environment, normally you have to spend so much time writing and getting stuff in books, which we did do as part of this programme, but actually we took time to talk to each other and ask each other, why do you feel this? Why does somebody say that? So actually the thing that I really enjoyed was having time to speak about what the students feel and their own experiences of either living in a multilingual home or a multilingual community. I really enjoyed the lesson where we were looking at dialects and talking about different people's dialects, simply because it gave some of the students in my class an opportunity to use silly voices and talk about, you know, maybe how their grandparents say something. You know, if they're So a couple of people in my class had grandparents from Scotland, and the language that they use was very different from some of the words that we use. I even talked about it in my own home. You know, what I call a bread roll, my husband calls something completely different because he's from the north. So just, you know, it made the students in my class sometimes go, what? Why do you say that? Why do you use that word? And that was quite an interesting experience. The resources that we were provided with were excellent. From a teacher's point of view, I could very much pick them up and just use them straight away without having to adapt them too much. Each individual lesson tied in really nicely with the next one, but we separated them out, and you know, we didn't do them necessarily in succession. I would say that putting them together and doing them over a short period of time and doing one lesson after the other, rather than leaving a gap, would work really well, because then it would be fresh in the memories of the students. With some of the materials, there's a homework task, and doing that homework task and then following that up straight away in the next lesson, that would have been helpful as well. So I would say, if you were going to implement this into an existing curriculum, do it as a standalone, maybe over a half term, each session all together, rather than try and spread it out across the academic year. I think that message number one would be that this is an excellent opportunity to challenge some mindsets, perhaps some misconceptions, perhaps some generalisations. Just having the time to talk to each other and question each other was really good. That's probably the key message number one. Key message number two is that this is an easy set of material and resources to work with. The quality of them is extremely good, and you can use them on its own, but also then in itself it then prompted wider discussion and further talk as well. And key message number three would be that this is valuable, this is definitely worthwhile, and hopefully for the future it will produce some young people with much more of an open mind about the importance of language and why learning language is something very key to their future.